There are a couple different things that I was thinking about tonight and perhaps that's worth discussing. I'm not 100% sure why. It was basically a coin toss as to which topic to talk about. Not because of anything else. So, I was thinking, I looked in the Chedush Alev, like every old good Chavos Chaim people, whenever they need to talk, look in the Chedush Alev. So anyways, in the first piece in the Chedush Alev is the Shmuz that you've heard many times from the Rashiva Zatzal. And it talks about a very basic principle in Yiddishkeit. And that is, I'm sure that most of us have already heard, it's a very famous song that has very, very little meaning. But it really has a lot of meaning. It has very little meaning to those that haven't thought about what the words meant. That is the famous song of B'ma'arava Amri D'dabei Kulabei D'lo D'dabei Ma'bei, which is actually a Gemara in the Nedarim that D'lo D'dabei is two words. Dida is one word, and bay is two words. And the translation of that is one that has understanding bay in him, kula bay, everything is in him. Diloda, that's two words. Dilo and da. Bay is another word, it's three words. So Diloda bay, one that doesn't have understanding within him, ma bay, what does he have? And the Rishonim on the spot, they say that the Pshat is, the Lashon of the Ran is Mishi Yesh Lo Deya, one that has understanding, Kimishi Yesh Bo HaKol, She'enu Chaser Klum. The one that has Deya, one that has understanding, it's Kimi, it's as if, She'yesh Bo HaKol, he has everything, She'enu Chaser Klum, he's not lacking anything. I assume that means, in Ruchnius, in Gashmius, he has it all. There's nothing more that he could ask for in the world, one that has achieved seichel. As the opposite, the lodabei, mayolo koma sheyikna, I assume that also means in ruchnius and gashmius, person doesn't have seichel. And what does it help? You could have all the physical things in the world, you could even have some of the ruchnius sticker things, but mayolo, what does it help? It doesn't do much for him. I assume that the understanding has something to do with the fact that the metzius of man, as the Torah describes it, is nasal metzalmenu, that we created b'tzelem, the demus. Rashi says, what's pshat in demus? It means lehavin lehaskil. That we were created, the demus HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that we have the ability to understand. So memeilo, if somebody is fulfilling his essence, his godliness, his godless, of Mahavan al-Haskil, what more in the world could he be asking for? He's rich in every sense of the word. And one that doesn't have Deya is missing his core. He's not satisfying the essence of his whole being, of the Dmus, of the Tzel Malokim. And Memeila, Mayo lo komashi yikne. The fellows in my shir, they know that sometimes I write on the board. This is a new shtick that I started this year. But it sometimes looks like this. I have all these arrows all over the place. So I have to just give me a moment here. I need to figure out where all these arrows go. Ah, I got it. Just an understanding the importance of Seichel, we find in the Pasuk, Mishlei Chochmas Noshim Bamsa Beisa V'Yuveles V'Yada Tarsena. The Chochmas Noshim, the wisdom of women, Bamsa Beisa builds houses, the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. V'Yuveles, the translation of V'Yuveles means a fool. Biyada Tarsana, she breaks it, she destroys her home. Biyadayim. it's not the Mela, it's not a Grama, it's a direct Hezek, destroying the home. This refers to, the Gemara tells us, this refers to Eishes Korach, is what's the example of Yivelis, is referring to Eishes Korach, and the Chochmas Nashim is referring to Eishes On Ben Pelas. The Torah is coming to teach us that a wife has a unique power that nobody else has. A unique power of hashpah on the home, a unique power of hashpah on her husband. What was the koach? What was the evil? What was the koach of gadlus of Eishes On Ben Pelas, and what was the evil of Eishes Korach? If you'd have asked me, I would have said that Eishes Korach, my goodness, what a witch. She's starting up with Moshe Rabbeinu. This is after Matan Torah. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Shemayim. She doubts his nevuah. She tells her husband, look what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He took himself as the king, made his brother into the Kohen Gadol, and his nephews. He's taking everything for himself. Cutting totally off of the Masorah of Klal Yisrael, of Moshe, Kibbutz Torah, Sinai. The ultimate rebellion. But that wasn't her evil. Well, that wasn't the cause of her evil, I'm not sure. The cause of her evil was the Yivelis. Was that she was a fool. And the koach of Eishes On Ben Pelas to Mashbia on these people that started off as Gedolei Olam, to destroy them. Chazal say about it, Kula Bey, She'inu Chosar Kulum, one of the great foundations of Slopotka, it's a very kedai aspect of Yiddishkeit to develop. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a good evening.